Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 129. 129 of A Wild Podcast has appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am one of your hosts, Jim Biscardi, and I am joined by Christian Huffer today because Megan Peters is on her way to getting married. And so she's taking so much time off to get ready, to go through the whole thing, and then enjoy it afterwards. So we're going to try and get in some guests in over the next week or two, and then Megan will make her triumphant return to the show. If you're new to the show, congratulations. You just found your new favorite Pokemon podcast. I mean, at least that's what we like to think, at least. There's plenty of out there. We are so happy you chose to listen to ours and or check us out. So thank you. The show is broken up into three parts. We do news at the top. We do a deep dive in the middle. And then at the very end, Christian gives us a Pokemon fact of the week that usually horrifies us, sometimes surprises us, very rarely bores us.
It's a weird one this week. Megan's missing out on a good one. And a relevant to Megan one too.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. So we have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. I picked up a Celebrations tin. I'm looking at the wrong camera. There it is. So I've got some cards we'll break open and see what we get. I'm still on the hunt, obviously, for I want that Charizard, the Charizard that everyone wants. Mm-hmm. I also really want that birthday Pikachu card too. I have not found that one yet. The one that's like blank's birthday. So hopefully we'll find that today and maybe some other gems. So we'll see.
So before we get started, I have a great Pokemon card related story. You may notice over the last couple of weeks, I have changed locales for the video recording of this. I'm now in my new office setup down in the basement. And, you'll see behind me, there's a bunch of my stuff from Office 1.0 also has made its way downstairs. Well, the reason for that is on Saturday, I believe, I went and hired out to the neighbor kids to go and bring all this stuff down. And so instead of paying them in cash like a normal person does, I'm just like, hey, once we're done with this, I'll drive you guys over to the game store and I'll buy each of you two packs of Pokemon cards. Nice. And they were like so down for it. It was just, they're like, yes, I'm 100% for it. And it's like,
did they get anything?
One of them got the alternate art Urshifu. I believe it was Rapid Strike V.
Oh, cool. That's the one I have. I love that one. That's a great looking card.
Yeah. And so my son, who's my 6-year-old, who's also involved, he got the normal Urshifu V, mm-hmm. which, wasn't bad. But he's like got totally one upped by his friend who got the alternate art version of the same card. I was like, oh, man.
I got to give a big shout out. Pika Trainer 99 in the chat pulled the gold shiny Mew from Celebrations. That's the card to get.
That's some impressive stuff right there.
That is a great, great pull. So congratulations, Pika Trainer 99. Very, very, very happy for you. All right. Well, let's get into it because we got a new trailer or I guess it was like more of a teaser than anything else that became a trailer that was a reveal for Pokemon Legends Arceus.
We're just gonna dive right into the big story this week. Okay.
Well, I mean, but isn't that what you put in?
That was gonna be the last thing we talked about.
Okay, we're gonna talk about that later because there's many things. For some, I was looking at the summary and I was like, oh, that's the first thing we're gonna talk about. Nope, wrong. I lied. No, there are some updates coming up for Pokemon Go. I saw a whole bunch of I follow a bunch of Instagram accounts that like will summarize all of it for you that mm-hmm. I will sometimes save just so I, you know, for myself so I don't forget kind of thing. But so we have our November events and Community Day announced for Pokemon Go. Christian, what do we got?
So it's a pretty packed month. Leading into the holidays. So right after the Halloween event ends, which ends on Sunday, they are jumping right into a worldwide Day of the Dead event. So last year, this was limited to only, basically South America and Latin America. And mm-hmm. this time around, it's going to be a worldwide event, which that's pretty cool. Then we have a Festival of Lights event. We don't know what that means, but, you know, and also it kind of feels early for a Festival of Lights, November 5th. But, you know, the holiday season gets earlier and earlier every year. Then we are getting a Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl event tie in to the release of that game. And then we are ending it with the Season of Mischief closeout event, which basically... if you finish up the special research story, you will unlock a second special research story, which likely will get you Hoopa Unbound.
Okay.
They haven't like officially, you know, said it, right. But you know, we know what's up.
Yeah. I mean, it's the holiday season getting creeping closer and closer. I went to Starbucks, earlier, over the weekend and basically saw a sign that was like, get ready, next week we're launching our holiday drinks. I'm like, we literally have not even gone through pumpkin spice season yet. Like, is that really what's happening right now?
This afternoon, I shall be obtaining... So on Thursday, I drove up to Cleveland for the Browns game. And while I was there, I went to like the brewery, like the best known brewery up in Cleveland called Great Lakes. Mm-hmm. And they were celebrating. They were doing their first pour for their like world famous Christmas ale. And so I definitely partook in some of the best Christmas ale around. And now it will be available at stores everywhere starting today. So that's what I'm doing this afternoon, is get my hands on some of that sweet, sweet Christmas ale.
So you're part of the problem is what you're saying.
The Christmas ale is like my favorite freaking beer. Like, you know, I legitimately like stockpile enough that beer to drink it until like March. So it's just, it's a good beer. It's a good beer. Fair. Christmas ale is like really solid. Like that's it's, fair.
All right, but that's not what we're here to talk about.
I think I saw too that
it looks like some of the other. Did you mention the Community Day?
No, I haven't talked about the Community Day. We're being Shinx. Which, you know, I'm pretty happy about this. You know, I personally am more of a fan of Shinx is a hard to get Pokemon. Unless you do, you know, raids and stuff like that. It doesn't appear in the wild, I don't believe. Maybe it does. I can't remember. It's a rare Pokemon. Let's just go with that. So, you know, this is a good opportunity for people to stockpile on Shinx. While we've had the shiny for a while, it does come with a brand new move, Psychic Fangs, which is going to make Luxray into just a freaking beast in competitive formats. Because, you know, Luxray already has Wild Charge, which is arguably the best electric type move in the game. Psychic Fangs will go and lower an opponent's defense. So it's one of those cheap moves that lowers defense. And you chuck that in and it's just going to, you know, really, really do some damage. Like, I'm not looking forward to seeing all that stuff. Luxray just start dominating competitive formats. And it's a perfect timing too, because, you know, they're gearing up to do competitive Pokemon Go in person.
So it's a good one to have. Zenpai in the chat, where's my Litwick Community Day / shiny for Day of the Dead? And I feel like they just didn't they just do a Litwick day, or was it a spotlight hour?
Maybe it was a spotlight hour. I can't remember.
I don't know. I may I maybe will, but that's a perfect, that would be a perfect one, Zenpai. So I totally agree with you there. Although the spotlight hours for November though are pretty good. If you're, if you need to gear up on Turtwig and Chimchar and Piplup and get all them going, you're going to be, you know, November is the month for you.
Chincho is going to be on November 9th because of Festival of Lights. I just got that. And Cacnea is, you know, tying into, you know, I guess maybe Day of the Dead because, you know, desert. And we're getting some not new legendary Pokemon, but they're bringing back the Swords of Justice and Cresselia. So, you know, that not great, but, you know, it's nice.
Better than nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, a productive month. I need to finish up my get caught up with my Hoopa special research. I'm like a time behind. Like I didn't make good progress during this Halloween event, so I need to catch up on that so I can finish that out.
As a reminder, Shiny Zacian and Zamazenta is live now. Got to go to GameStop to go get them, but they look awesome. Rich, I don't know if you can pull up the episode art for this week, but I know we've got them featured there. There they are. Look at them. Look how glorious and beautiful they are.
Yep. Right? There is. They look cool. There's just really nothing else to say than yes.
The Zamazenta one is truly the best one of the two.
You know what I like about the artwork that they posted for these, for Zacian and Zamazenta, they showed the square shinies coming off of them. You know, like I feel that just makes them look like a little bit more cool. I am a fan of that artwork style. Like more of that, please.
Yeah, for sure. And I like that they kind of look like bookmarks. Like it's a great presentation of it overall. All right, I'm gonna rip open one of these packs really quick. So Christian, why don't you talk about Evolutions Episode 4?
Evolutions Episode 4 came out last week. So this one is the Black Pokemon Black episode. I'm pretty sure it's Pokemon. Yeah, it's Pokemon Black. So basically, it's just Getsis like talking about what a dick he is and how he's been manipulating things up to this point. It is. It's basically like recapping, like, I'm super evil. And then Hilda shows up and he's like, hey, yeah, you know, like you think you can stop me? Go ahead. Challenge N. And that's how it ends. I am kind of interested. I'm like, I get it to some extent because especially the earlier games are so their Pokemon plots are just basically focused on the bad guys. But I am like just a little bit interested, like how much of the last two episodes have just basically been spotlights on the bad guys. You know, I don't know what that says about the Pokemon games where they're like, oh, well, all we got, like time to do some character insight on our villains because we have nothing else. We have Pokemon and we have bad guys and most of our other NPCs are one note. So we're going to go straight to the team bosses.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. So that's out.
That's out. I open four packs. I'm just gonna do because there are only four cards each. I'm just gonna I literally just stacked them. And we're just going to go because I hate doing four cards at a time. It makes no sense. So let's see what we get. Palkia to go with my army of Palkias. Great. Yep. I needed another one of those, like a shot in the face. Dialga. Don't need another one of those either.
Hey.
Ooh, Dark Gyarados. Okay. All right. I'll take Dark Gyarados.
I have one of the original ones of those.
That's a nice one. I'll keep that one. Let's see. Zamazenta V, which is a fine card. Zekrom, that's another the Zekrom and and Reshiram, like these are like basically the pack fillers. Good lord, the Groudon's great looking card.
Yeah,
but I have like 12 of them.
Oh, right,
hey. Flying Pikachu. No, 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 that's a great looking card. I love those.
Yeah.
There's Xerneas. There we go. Vettel. Don't care. Oh, I got one of the trainer cards. Which one is this? Rockets Admin. It's a nice looking one. Let me see if I can. I can't really. There it goes.
No, there. Thing.
That's a nice one.
Look at that Persian. Just looking happy. Solgaleo. Kyogre. Another Dialga. Hey, there you go.
There we go. That's the one I wanted.
Pikachu. Man.
Where's my birthday Pikachu? All right. And another Zamazenta. All right. So the better polls from this is my birthday Pikachu, the Rockets admin, Flying Pikachu, and Dark Gyarados.
I am shocked how much that birthday Pikachu is going for right now. $30.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How much?
30.
Jeez.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that. I was expecting, you know, maybe like in the $10 range. Like, you know, because like the VMAX Flying Pikachu is like $5.
Because I think, well, that one I think you can get in like, maybe not. No, I'm thinking that Pikachu box set has like a whole bunch of Pikachu cards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that includes those full art cards or not. I'm going to double check. All right. Those are some solid pulls.
Yeah. No,
out of the tin. I got the card I wanted out of grabbing a tin. So, or one of the cards I wanted.
Very least, no, you so. Know, you're never going to get that Charizard.
I'm never going to get that Charizard. So it doesn't matter.
Impossible.
All right, cool. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk about some updates coming to the Pokemon card game. And we're going to talk about that trailer. Yes, we are. Okay. So, Pokemon trading card game is getting a new mechanic.
Yes.
Getting added to it. V Star.
Yep. So first there were, of course, V cards, which, you know, were hot collectibles. Then there were V Max cards. And now we have V Star cards. So these are alternatives to V Max cards. So I don't know if V Maxes are getting cycled out entirely or if this will just kind of go in conjunction with. Yeah, it wasn't
super clear.
VMAX cards. Well, they haven't said anything about it. So basically, no. V-Star cards are tier 2 V cards, similar to VMAX cards. So you have to play them on top of a, you know, V card. So the one example that they showed was Arceus V-Star. So you have Arceus V, and then you play your Arceus V-Star. Unlike a VMAX card, which is just a souped up Pokemon card that deals tons of damage and all has awful abilities and are, you know, just, you know, devastating Pokemon cards. V Star cards are more like GX cards. So they have a special ability that can be activated once per game.
Oh.
So it's kind of combining the VMAX and the GX mechanics together. So the interesting thing is, so they're called, I believe they're called V Powers. I'm trying to pull up the Arceus V Star card as we speak. Just
the design of these things have a little bit of a weird retro flair to them, just in like the layouts of them with like the move kind of like in the middle. I don't know. It just kind of feels not like super retro, but like,
No, it's pretty interesting because, you know, they add a little, so Arceus V-Star, for instance, has the trendy Nova, which, you know, basically allows you to draw up energy from your deck and then throw them onto Pokemon V cards. And then it's V Star Power, which is the one use time, is the Star Birth, which just allows you to search your deck for two cards and then put them into your hand, which, you know, pretty great if you can get the card out early on. You know, that's
Senpai in the chat saying it's the TCG Z move, which.
Yeah, I mean, that's what GX is.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, so the GX, mechanic was the representation of the Z move. And so this is kind of bringing it back. And now the big question is, and what we don't know is what mechanic this ties to in the game. So my personal belief is this is a representation of the noble Pokemon that we're going to see in Pokemon Legends.
So that was going to be my next question. Kind of ties into the question I was going to throw your way. Do you think we're nearing the end of the Sword and Shield era of the trading card game?
Well, so this is marketed as Pokemon Sword and Shield. So the first set that's coming out is marketed. So we have at least like one more year of this. They wouldn't swap it out until. I mean, anything's possible.
I just wasn't sure if they would do something to tie it into, just the legends of it all, right? Like Legend Arceus, and see if they, it feels like a cool jumping off point for Sword and Shield to jump into that, especially with like the retro cards that they've included in Celebration, where like, they could. I mean, obviously Legends only takes place in, in one, during one generation, theoretically of a game, but still could be something that, I don't know, it just feels like that,
That brings up something that a lot of people were speculating on is, and this kind of ties into the Gen 9 speculation. I think everyone is kind of in agreement here. The next game after Pokemon Legends will be the true Gen 9 game.
Yep.
Pokemon Legends is definitely, considered to be part of Gen 8. Despite the fact, it somewhere exists in between the two because it's a different style of game than what we're used to.
But it's like a really souped up mystery dungeon. Just right, not style of gameplay, but like Mystery Dungeon was a big release for them off schedule of the main games, and this kind of feels like that. Not necessarily a one-to-one like play style, but yeah. I mean, people got excited for Mystery Dungeon. I never played them, but I remember people being excited for them.
But I think that, and this, I guess we're just going to talk about Pokemon Legends for the next 30 minutes or so.
Yep.
Pokemon Legends, I don't think that Game Freak intends for it to be a side series. That's the thing. Sure. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon is very much a side series game, as are literally any game that's not, a traditional Pokemon game. This Pokemon Legends is meant to be a continuation of that traditional Pokemon line. Like, in recent years, obviously, dating back to Sun and Moon, Pokemon, Game Freak and the Pokemon Company have shown that they are willing to break the mold on what really is a generation. For instance, for Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, we had new Ultra Beasts, and that's the first time we've ever gotten new Pokemon introduced mid-generation. And then with Sword and Shield, not only do we get DLC with new Pokemon, we are also now getting a new non-traditional Pokemon game that's made by Game Freak that does feature new Pokemon. And people are calling it Gen 8, and I think that's the correct thing. It is a Gen 8 game, in part because they are still using Sword and Shield in the competitive format. And this all kind of ties back to the card stuff. The V-Star stuff is called, the first set is a Sword and Shield set. And I think this strengthens the case that we are going to get a Gen 9 game in 2022.
We finally know what Pokemon Star was for, and it was for this.
This Pokemon Star was never a thing.
No, that's it. It was V-Star. Is what it was supposed to be. We found mystery solved. We never have to talk about Pokemon Star ever again.
I mean, I've been saying that for five effing years, but yeah. Please let's never talk about freaking Pokemon Stars again. I think that the V-Star mechanic is interesting. I think it's pretty clear that in a perfect world, they would have announced this back at, the Pokemon World Championships. Right. I am curious because usually we would have gotten this mechanic in the fall in Japan, and instead we're getting it in January. And I'm also curious how the V Union stuff plays into this. It's a lot of intriguing stuff. Zenpai in the chat says, I would love to see more Legends games, but I think it's a one off like the Let's Go games. I'm inclined to agree with you.
I still want to believe we're getting another Let's Go.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would love to see another Let's Go, but there's I mean, they even they basically even trademarked the sequel to that.
But so, yeah, but I mean, I'd rather get more Let's Goes than I would what we're getting with Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl.
Oh, I agree. I think that Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl was a move made to appease the fans.
It was probably one that was like in the works for a while, and they saw how well Let's Go did, and they're like, oh, well, maybe we just make the move. We just make the switch.
Yeah, well, I think that having seen the National Pokedex nonsense play out, I think right. that if they would have announced like a Let's Go Sinnoh game, like people yeah. would have just lost their minds. It would have been a small minority of fans, but I think that people would have still lost their minds. But yeah, I agree. Like Colder27 in the chat says, if also they keep outsourcing remakes, could be a really good thing. I agree with that because, you know, Game Freak, for those of you who don't know how Game Freak, the company, operates, they have two production teams that kind of run in parallel to each other. And that's why we are able to consistently get games, on the schedule that we do, because they actually have two like production teams operating at the same time. Because ILCA went and took Shining Pearl and Brilliant Diamond off of Game Freak's plate, that mm-hmm. freed up one of their production teams to work on the Pokemon Legends game, that's why we got two Pokemon games coming out at the same time. And I think that it's a good thing. And I think that Game Freak has shown more willingness in recent years to break up the Pokemon the traditional Pokemon format.
Well, they've said that they've wanted to branch out and introduce like bigger mechanics on and change the gameplay up a little bit. And so by doing this, obviously gives them time to do something like Legends.
Yeah. And you know, everything that we've seen about Legends so far has been really exciting.
And you can see like the foundation of the traditional Pokemon stuff there and being, you know, built kind of up from just with a different style of gameplay, but it just looks like to me. And again, I think you demoed it, right?
Yeah.
Or someone took you through a game. But it feels diamond. Like, but even, well, no, no, no. I meant Legends. Have we not?
No, I haven't yet? Done the yeah. Legends.
It looks like that, like just even like just some inventory stuff and just some of the, you know, the buttons for the battle mechanics and something, like, even though it is, you know, a bit more free roamy than, you know, we're used to, it feels like that there are it will still feel very much like a Pokemon game.
It's definitely still going to be a Pokemon game. It's just, I think that they are experimenting on, so this kind of goes back to something we talked a little bit about last week, and overall I think what they're trying to figure out the balance for with Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl was one of the last, you know, that and Black and White, and Black and White mm-hmm. 2, I guess. They were the last of the retro games, you know, like the ones that old school Pokemon fans point to and say, you know, that's the type of Pokemon experience that I want. Diamond and Pearl, and it was a very grindy game, you know, like Pokemon used to be all about the grind, you know. And they did away with that with X and Y. You can get through a Pokemon game much faster. And yeah, they're 2D Pokemon games and stuff like that. But, you know, kind of like in correlation with it, there was a real shift in how they approached the Pokemon games. And Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl is trying to like find a balance there, because they bring in a lot of like the quality of life improvements that we didn't have in Diamond and Pearl, the original games. XP share is mandatory and people are, you know, kind of mad about that. But the realization is you can still grind all you want in a Pokemon game, you know? Like, I mean, that's why I put in like what? Like, I think I'm at like 250 hours on Sword and Shield. Like, you can do a lot of grinding in Pokemon. Mm-hmm. All the XP share and some of the other quality of life improvements do is just kind of prioritize what sort of grinding you want to do. Like, now I can grind, like, if I want to get a competitive team of Pokemon together, you know, it takes me like significantly less time to do that. Like, you know, mm-hmm. once you get into the end game stuff and the bottle caps and all that stuff, like you can get your IVs and all that stuff. like maybe it takes you 15, 20 hours tops. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing. Yeah. And I think, but what the balance is trying to offer that, you know, they're trying to figure out what is that true, like Pokemon experience. Like, you know, like I think they have determined that XP, you know, the XP share doesn't make or break the Pokemon experience. Having access to boxes at any point in time in the game, so you don't have to keep going back to a freaking Pokemon Center, not part of the Pokemon experience. So I think they're kind of like chiseling away at some of just like the some of the built up stuff that kind of accompany the Pokemon.
Well, game. it's just stuff that there was no way around when the games first came out.
Yeah.
And now that there are mechanics and things that you know, that no one really thought of then. And now, you know, now that they have literally 25 years worth of, you know, plus of data mining and play testing, basically, to figure out like, oh, what do people who play these games like and don't like? So,
yeah, I do think it's interesting. One of the things I'm curious to see what will happen in Pokemon Legends is it is very strongly implied that the game is much more mission based. So you go out and you do a mission like in one of these areas. But you only have your team of six Pokemon. So, you know, that's a throwback away from the boxes and stuff like that. But like, I think that the missions will be a lot short, be a lot shorter in their setup. Because, you know, I'm really curious about how all of that is going to play out. Pokemon Legends just freaking intrigues the heck out of me in so many different ways.
Okay, so let's talk about the really creepy trailer where it looks like the Pokemon company just straight up killed a person.
So we got
a weird tease where it looked like it was basically Blair Witch Project meets Pokemon, and it was presumably a researcher comes across a new Pokemon and just gets murdered and left on the side of a mountain.
Yep. It's that was certainly what the implication was when they like, when they released this thing. It's like, I was just like, yes, Halloween, give me the Pokemon found footage. Yes. Like, I want an entire movie of this. 2 hours of Pokemon killing men in you know, a remote wilderness. Like, that's like 100% my jam. Like, anyone who knows me, it's just like, yes, this, like, feed this into my veins. And then they released the cleaned up footage, which one revealed that unfortunately no humans were killed during the making of this found footage. But it revealed two new Pokemon. It was pretty easy to guess. Everyone, when they, because the first one, they did a description because, you know, the footage was, you know, very fuzzy, and they described the Pokemon, and everyone was just like, oh, are we getting a, you know, Hisuian, like Zoroa? And then, yes, that's exactly what we got. Now, the cool thing about this is what was kind of buried in this reveal is that Hisuian, Zorua, and Zorark are brand new. They're new typing to the Pokemon franchise.
And not only is it a new typing, it's
the ultimate typing.
It's the ultimate type.
It is Ghost Normal. Now, you know, everyone, normal types, you know, due to the fact that, well, they're plain, you know, they don't have any strengths, you know, everyone kind of rolls their eyes at normal types. But when paired up with Ghost, they only have the one weakness, and that is to dark types. And it is just absolutely freaking awesome. You know, so they look great. They're like, you know, like basically like Kitsune foxes for you know, like it continues on the whole you know, it continues the entire trend of all the new Pokemon that we are getting, you know, have like really strong ties to traditional Japanese aesthetics. Their designs are just like out of the park. We're getting more of these things. I'm also really curious, like, one, because it's a normal ghost type, so you know we are going to get something exceptionally creepy as the backstory. Like, you know, like Zoroa is definitely, like, probably, like, you know, ate a baby's soul or something like that. Like, you know, like, hey, it's got to be. It can't be something normal. It's got to be super creepy. It has to be. Like, I expect nothing else. So I'm like, when they're like new ghost type, I'm like, yes. Like, please tell me, like, you know, how many souls of the damned are contained within its body? Like, you know. So just that, and it's a clever bit of marketing. Like, everything about this made for a good Pokemon week.
Man, it really did.
And, you know, like, and I'm also just curious, like, as a side note, knowing what we know about Pokemon Legends Arceus, the fact that it's set up in the past, like, I'm really curious how they explain, like, what happened to all these Pokemon that are from an established region. You know, did they go extinct? Are we ever going to see these Pokemon again? You know, like, I'm just like really fascinated about how they're going to integrate all these new Pokemon into Pokemon lore. Just great stuff. Like, everything about, like, yeah. I said, I have not been this excited for a new Pokemon game, like, since Pokemon Gold and Silver. Like, honestly, since I was an actual child.
Well, I think that's the other, like, that's the other thing too, right? Where it's insight into how the Pokédex was made is really going to be, for me, a very fascinating aspect of this. Because just in what we have learned over the, you know, 129 shows that we've done, it's going to be weird.
It is. It is going to be weird. I can't wait. Yeah. So Colder in the chat talks about how there's a rumor of Hisuian Voltorb and Electrope. So let me take a step back really quick and explain how a lot of these rumors work. So, you know, the reason why that rumor exists, it's more of a like educated guess than an actual rumor. A lot of insiders basically take stuff that we're pretty certain of and then just straight up say it so they can point to it and take credit for it. And then when they get it wrong, they just kind of fade in the background. So Voltorb and Electrode aren't present in Sword and Shield. Therefore, it's very likely that they will be in Pokemon Legends. However, since they are based on modern Pokeballs, that doesn't really vibe with the entire Pokemon Legends Arceus thing. So the
unless we get a, you know, oh, right. Yes, I see what you mean. Never mind. I see what you mean. Never mind.
Yeah, so the leak is that they are going to resemble the old school Pokeballs. And it makes sense, you know, if they end up using Voltorb and Electrode. And like I said, all it was they went through the Pokedex, saw which Pokemon aren't in it, and they are in Diamond and Pearl originally, and I think we're going to get a full, like, 400 Pokemon Pokedex in that, which I think, like, what, 450 was how many Pokemon were originally in the Pokedex at the time of Gen 4. So we're going to get that. So that's the other possibility, is that they'll just be thrown in there. I could see that, but, you know, it's basically just some educated guessing. Truth.
Yeah. Anyways, I mean, look, I am curious to see what kind of mix of Pokemon we get here. I think that just in the Pokemon that we've seen, and you know, then your brain gets thinking like, oh, I mean, look, I love the variants in like the established stuff, and so I hope, you know, I don't want too much of them because then I think they lose their specialness and value. But I just want them to be uncool Pokemon.
So I don't know. I mean, Basket Legion looks freaking awesome, and that's one of the lamest Pokemon of all time.
That's fair.
So yeah, so you know, that's the thing. It's been pointed out in the chat, and they are correct. There are 493 Pokemon in that Gen 4 Pokedex. And that is correct. I'm curious. Pokemon Legends, I think more regional variants, it just makes more sense. And it's also really easy. Like, you know, because Pokemon, let's face it, Pokemon is a franchise that's all built up on nostalgia. And, well, you know, what's more nostalgic than bringing back new forms of old Pokemon?
That's true. That's true. All right, let's do the Pokemon Fact of the Week.
Yeah, so we are continuing our trek through the Johto Pokedex, and we are to Espeon. So Espeon is, you know, it's an Eevee evolution. It also just the thing that cracked me up about it is it's got like its big thing is like, oh, it's a psychic type, so it has like precog abilities, but it actually doesn't have precog abilities. It talks about in reality that's precognition is caused by it has very fine hair and it senses air currents and uses that to predict its enemy's actions. So it's basically like,
it's more like spider sense.
I was going to say it's basically like the Sharingan of in Naruto, where, okay, you know, the base level of that is, you know, it's just reading subtle body movements to predict and copy an opponent's jutsu. It's basically just that, only the cat version of it. And it just cracked me up. When I was like reading it, it's like, wait a second, it doesn't actually have precognitive abilities. It's good at predicting the weather. That's an interesting one.
Well, it's a little bit more than just the weather.
I mean, it's literally, it reads the air currents and it predicts things such as the weather or its foe's next move. Yeah. That's literally what it does. It's very good at predicting the weather with a side of, oh, he's about to unleash like some like fury swipes at me.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll get to it next week because I imagine Umbreon is next. But like I expected this dex entry to be a bit darker, I guess, or just a little bit weirder than what we got here, just given it's like super psychic in nature. But it looks like that gem in her head is a legit gem.
Yeah, it is.
So we've got that.
I mean, Umbreon's Pokedex entries, you know, spoiler alert for
Bishop's. I don't want to know.
I'm just going to say, like, if you want freaking creepy, like, you know, Umbreon just has that in spades. Like, Umbreon is one of those just like straight up, you know, remember, dark types were originally, you know, I believe in Japan, they're called evil types. And so, you know, that flavors some of like the dark type entries. And Umbreon, it's evil. It's just like, it's straight up, it's the bad EV evolution. So look forward to that next week. We will go into all the weird stuff because it's not just one Pokedex entry. It's like seven. Like Espeon, everything's like, it has fine fur. It reads the weather. And like Umbreon, like every new Pokedex entry is like, you know, like awful, more awful stuff. Like, you know, like, by the way, this already evil cat does something even more vicious and terrible. They just like build up on it. It's like, my God, like whoever writes these Pokedex entries, you know, I want that job, just for the record. My dream job, money no object, is writing Pokedex entries. Official Pokedex entries. I just want to like write the weirdo Pokemon lore that exists and just keep like adding to it. Hire me, Pokemon company.
All right, well, that's gonna do it for us. A little bit of a shorter show today, but a fun show nonetheless. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. We do this every Monday live. If you ever are so inclined or find yourself with an hour or so to kill on Mondays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, 6-ish across the pond, we do this on Twitch, twitch.tv/comicbook. Otherwise, the podcast is found wherever you listen to podcasts, whether that's, you know, Stitcher or iTunes or Spotify or wherever. We're there. You just type in Wild Podcast Has Appeared, and you can find all back episodes. Look, if today's Pokemon Fact of the Week wasn't your jam, there's 128 more of them. And some of them we even did two. So bonus ones, you just got to go find them. That's all. We appreciate everyone who came to come watch live. We love chatting with you guys. And if you want to continue the conversation, head on over to Twitter. You can find the podcast at Pokemon Pod CB. Otherwise, you can find me at Jim Viscardi, Christian's at Seehofer C Bus, and go tell Megan congratulations that you're very excited for her at Megan Peters CB. And until next time, folks, have good shiny luck and we'll catch you next week.